when it comes to dealing with toddlers, it will be exhausting if you don't understand the concert that has to be played between boundaries and relationship. They appear to be in conflict, but establishing the boundaries while maintaining the relationship means getting your child into a routine. We're going to talk about that today.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries, also with the ministry. And our guest this week is Tori Roberts, who also is part of Sheridan House Family Ministries and writes the blog for the website, parentingtoday.org. You'll see a collaboration of all kinds of stuff that we're able to do here on Parenting Today. I'm Ruthie J. And this week we've been talking about toddlers. And you said it interestingly enough, a concert. It's not even melodies in a song. It's like an all out concerto of, you know, boundaries and routine.
Actually, I when I use the word concert, I forgot that I'm with two music people.
It's a concert.
And both of you get it. Yeah. And so I may go back to some other metaphor for this here.
Well, no. There's the song of the school. There's and then the song of the store.
I'm going to go with the word balance.
Okay.
There needs to be a balance because me and concert probably doesn't work together. But if I don't get the balance, it's exhausting. And just a couple of things. When this child is a toddler is the beginning of them learning your philosophy of discipline. And your philosophy of discipline could be yelling and screaming. That's not going to work. Your philosophy of discipline needs to be by no means no. There will be a consequence. You will never lose my love. You begin the process of teaching responsibility for their own actions. There, if you do that, you're choosing a consequence. At the same time, he's going to learn or she's going to learn, I will never lose your love. I will never lose your love. Mm-hmm. Even when I do this, this, and this, and I make you crazy, I will never lose your love. And so this is a toddler time because as Tori said yesterday, when you've got this baby, the baby you're carrying everywhere, everything works for you. You're sticking food in the baby's mouth. The baby is not running, rolling. A big fat baby isn't rolling across the road to get somewhere. The toddler's different. They have mobility and they have verbal skills and they're developing those and they're very excited to develop those.
Yes.
And to bring it and see just how much freedom they have. So today we want to talk about that and help us all think through the fact that this is when you're establishing a foundation. Now, let me say this. If you haven't and you have a toddler and you haven't established this foundation, you could start now rather than saying, okay, I didn't do it. I've totally blown it. It's over. Let me also say, if you have a middle schooler and you haven't started this now, I mean, that's why we have Sheridan House. We know it's never too late. It's never too late to change and understand that you have to have a philosophy of discipline or you'll have a reality of reaction. You'll just react to behavior and really lose the heart of the child. You'll break down the child or give up the child.
And this is hard for some parents because they didn't grow up that way. Mm-hmm. They're just learning about it basically now. Mm-hmm. And Tori, you grew up with boundaries, but then you're also now teaching other that. And there's a little bit of a difference there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I would... I don't know, some days.
Oh, I think there's a great, it's been said here before, if you work at Sheridan House and work with kids and then you have kids, you're a great parent. And it's not because you live in terror that your child will end up at Sheridan House or in the counseling center. It's because you get to learn the philosophy of discipline mm-hmm. before there's such an emotional part component mm-hmm. to it. It's mm-hmm. not your child. I love these kids, but they're not my child. And the problem is with our own children. And when Tori was little, I remember her a couple of times saying to me, I'm not a Sheridan House girl, you know, where she thought I was overreacting totally. I think you get to learn it. And so as parents, we've got to back up and think through our philosophy of discipline. And so often you're thinking through your philosophy of discipline when you're in midstream mm-hmm. being challenged. Mm-hmm. And it's very important to get it.
It's earlier. Funny because my husband Adam and I have talked often about how it is so innate in us to do, you know, to deal with behavior and to be consistent. But when it is yours, it's a totally different ballgame.
Yes. Why? Explain an example.
Well, there's just an emotional attachment there. And when it's your child and they're looking up at you and you're having to be consistent when they're, you know, being cute and silly, even though they've done something wrong, it's hard to be, you know, it's hard to come down on them. There's times when they could very easily, if you weren't being consistent, manipulate their way out of it.
And then you have the differences with the spouses. Some, you know, would just like, they think it's cute. Mm-hmm. Oh, don't worry. They'll grow out of mm-hmm. it. And then the other is thinking.
They don't see the big picture.
Right? Right.
And I'm dealing with this all day long. Can you please support me?
Right.
And
when it's somebody else's child and you learn the system with somebody else's child, there it is a little easier. It disappoints you. You love these kids, but it's still not yours. It's a little different mm-hmm. when it's your child and you so desperately want them to get it. and you can't believe they're not getting it. It's different.
It pains you to discipline.
It does pain you. And the adage, this hurts me more than it hurts you, you never believe it till you're a parent. Mm-hmm. And sending them to bed early is just like, wow, we're doing this again, sending you to bed early? We're not. You chose to go to bed early. So it is painful. And then you add to it that our own children learn how to work us with cute, especially at the toddler stage. They know.
They're brilliant.
Yeah. Yes. I remember Tori saying to me, and I don't know how old she was, when she said, don't you think you should pray about this first?
That's yes. Awesome.
Oh, yeah. No, it wasn't
awesome.
She pulled
out the spiritual card.
It was very manipulative. It was evil, actually. Yes. I've got to, with my toddler, and all through the rest of my life, I've got to decide, yes, I could do this, this, and this, and this for my child. I could excuse this. I could excuse that. I could take care of this for my child. But is this the best for the child? And what will raise a child to be an adult? You know, I grew up in the home of a man with significant financial means, and he could have bought me a car, easily bought me a car when I was in high school. In fact, I thought he was going to buy me a car when I was in high school. He ended up having two homes, and he had a set of two Cadillacs in one home and two Audis in his home in Europe. Easy. It was real easy. But all of a sudden, I'm turning an age where I expect a car, and I'm playing the card pretty heavily that my mom has died. I'm playing all the cards. Yeah. And he started to buy me a car, and then all of a sudden canceled it. The car was being prepped, and he canceled it. He came to his senses, and he didn't let guilt rule because he realized this is not a good thing to do for Bobby. And so he allowed me the horror of earning the money totally to buy my own car, which is why I drove that car for 160,000 miles. My brother, on the other hand, my younger brother, he bought a Sunbeam Alpine Spider the day he turned 16, and 3 months later, Stephen wrapped that around a telephone pole. Got it, you know, and he just caved in with the youngest a little more. Yeah. But I think, what's our philosophy of discipline? Our philosophy of discipline really is, I want to do whatever it takes to help my child become the child that God can use for what God created that child to be. That means a personal discipline. That means no. This all starts in toddlerhood, when they're bringing it, when they want to touch that. You said earlier, when he wants to stick something in the socket, even though we have little plugs in the sockets that he can't stick anything in the electrical socket, but there he is trying with his fingernails to work the plug out, which I can hardly get the plug out, but somehow he's figured out to get his little fingernails there, because that's a no. That plug, I know there's a word on it that says yes, go for it. They will not stop me from this. And so mom needs to understand, that's the child's job. The mom's job is philosophy of discipline. Mm-hmm. Why am I doing this? Why am I making these decisions?
And one of the things I've seen you do, Tori, is also, especially with Ruben, who's what, three now?
He's three and a half.
Yeah. So giving him choices also, letting him be responsible for his choices too, okay? That one day you said, you can have your bagel bites and then the cookie, but if you don't finish your bagel bites, you can't have the cookie, you know? So, okay, he's empowered to choose, and then it's totally on him. Mm-hmm. So mommy's not the bad ogre woman.
Although mommy doesn't have to follow through on not allowing the cookie, which then sometimes is difficult.
Well, the problem is what you just said, because mommy doesn't feel like the ogre until he tests mommy.
That's true.
And when he tests mommy by not eating the bagel, and mommy says, okay, no cookie, and then he goes ballistic, he cries, he does whatever, and mommy feels bad. And that's when mommy starts to think, you know what? It's just a cookie. And she gives him the cookie. She doesn't realize it has nothing to do with that cookie. It has everything to do with mom. Your yay doesn't mean yay and your nay mean nay. And whatever that verse means.
Yes,
it doesn't mean yes and it doesn't mean no. You said no, but you caved in on the no. So now I'm learning as a toddler to work you with my tears, to work you with my temper, to work you with keep trying. The three T's of bringing it. And when I do that, you're raising me to be unteachable in the classroom. The teacher's no doesn't mean no. And so you took me to task on the back deck the other night with Ruben. It was awesome when you had said to Ruben, it was, what were we celebrating at the house? I can't even remember.
Labor Day.
Yeah, we celebrate everything. We're celebrating Labor Day. And I think it was ice cream. I can't remember what it was. It doesn't really matter. He had to finish something.
The brownie.
And he had gone, brownies. And he had gone way off on our back deck down to the lake with his uncle, with Roby, to look at fish and throw rocks. And his food was still sitting there. We had cleared the table. He had been told that if you don't eat this, then if you don't finish this, then you get no brownie when the big brownies come out. Well, the big brownies were coming out, and I'd clear the table because I'm neurotic about things like that. And Tori said, did you throw his Play-Doh? I said, yeah, it's already in the dishwasher. And she said, well, that means he doesn't get a brownie. I said, you're kidding me, right? And Tori said, this is unbelievable. It's awesome. I don't have to confess this on the radio.
Okay.
It's like he's forgotten everything.
Yeah. I don't have to confess this. And Tori says, well, Dad, what are we supposed to do here? And it was hilarious because when she put that back on my shoulders, I realized, and I said, well, what can we do? She said, we can make him up another plate, put that out there for him to eat, which was masterful. So that he had worked us. He's smart enough to work us.
Yes, he's very smart.
Not my fault. Uncle Roby called, Pastor Roby called me away.
The Lord called.
Yes, and Pastor Grandpa.
I'm here, Lord.
Yeah. Yes, I feel a calling of God not to eat those carrots. And so anyway, he had to sit down and eat his plate so he could get his brownie. But watching the whole setup, and it was Tori, the mother of the toddler, that realized, so Dad, are the rules going to change at your house? Mm-hmm. Than they are at every other house. We've got to make up another plate. We've got to get it back there, and we've got to give them that food to eat. Our philosophy of discipline, it has nothing to do with the carrots. It has everything to do with raising a responsible David, so that King Roby, when he's older, will walk by Bathsheba rather than stop. No means no. And we have to catch that vision. But it's also in that, Tori, you gave that child the responsibility, your plate's back. Go for it.
I bought more carrots for you to eat.
Just for you.
So you can prove yourself.
She had backup yucky carrots. I couldn't even believe it. Yes. Yeah. It had nothing to do with the carrots for that child.
Right.
Anybody can eat carrots. Tori took us to the mats one night and sat in that whatever chair was forever. Mm-hmm. And when you realize, you know what? Anybody could eat these carrots. And so if anybody could eat these carrots, then she could eat these carrots, but she's choosing not to eat these carrots, not having anything to do with carrots, mm-mm, having everything to do with take them down. I would rather break your no rule, but it affects everybody then, because no doesn't really mean no.
And rules are different in different homes, mm-hmm, and I guess you have to teach that too then, right? Because mm-hmm, you go to grandpa and grandma's house, and if you leave them there, well, there's a whole new set of rules if you haven't kind of come to terms with that.
Ideally, grandma and grandpa get on the same page, because it makes life so much more consistent. Now, we're not talking about blending families, and we're not talking about when the child is at the other parent's house. Your house is your house, but ideally, when we can work this, and you know, there are people that are sitting there saying, I hear what you say, Barnes, but my parents just won't get it. Well, let me tell you, and I don't know how to say this and sound right. I'm the guy that wrote the books and was messing up here. And my daughter says, Dad, what are you teaching him? And I got it when she put it that way. You're teaching him to work the system. I don't want him to work the system. It's not about these are the rules at my house, these are the rules at your house. Mm-hmm. It's not about brownies. It's about let's not teach him to work the system. He goes walking off with Pastor Roby, Uncle Roby, to fish, and he comes back. The brownies arrive. His plate's gone, and he goes, wow, it worked.
That worked out.
Now, everybody's thinking, do you really think he thought through that? He didn't think through that. Mm. He was excited to go there, but here's what he thought.
Mommy's like, oh,
well, here's what he thought through. I came back, and my plate's gone.
Yeah, he remembered.
Which means I don't have to eat, because then if I leave,
not
my
fault.
Plate will go
not
away.
My fault. Mm-hmm. I came back, the plate's gone. Do I think he went off with Roby to avoid that?
No.
I think he went off with Uncle Roby because Uncle Roby called him off. Mm-hmm. But he walked away, and so we had to bring him back to some responsibility. It's basically like you charged these carrots on your childish charge card so that you could eventually eat the brownies, and you came back. It's time to pay the bill. You got to mm-hmm. eat the carrots now.
Right. Like you said, it is ideal then that you do come to the same page, but practically speaking, there's a lot of different philosophies that go on, and you have your own children and your spouse's family is different.
Biggest philosophy is this: make your no mean no. You're helping the child. Grandparents, make your no mean no. You're helping the child. There will be some different no's. It's not about the carrots. It's all about the no. And you're teaching a child to be a decision maker. You're teaching the child to be a decision maker. Leaders are decision makers.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes and Tori Roberts from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruth Jay. And if you want to hear this program again, share it with another mom or maybe your own parents to kind of help get on the same page regarding boundaries and discipline and your philosophy of discipline. You can listen online at parentingtoday.org. Even check out the new app that you can get on your iPhone or your Droid. There's lots of tools available. They're easily accessible for this topic and so many others. It's online again at parentingtoday.org. parentingtoday.org, and you can sign up to get it automatically, the email along with the podcast every day. And if you want to find out more about Sheridan House Family Ministries, the Boys Home, the Girls Home, and all the other resources and other aspects of the ministry, go online to shfm.org. It's short for Sheridan House Family Ministries, and that's where you can also support the ministry and all that it does online or also on your cell phone. Just text the letters SH2 and send it to the number 41518. Again, just text two letters, SH, and send it to 41518. And we thank you for listening. Thanks for referring the program to someone else. And we hope you join us tomorrow for another edition of Parenting Today.